Hi, I'm Janet Saidi, and this is Off the Clock. Thanks for joining us. Being a teen, it's arguably the best time of life or the most complicated time of life. What kind of life is it for teens in small towns? We'll look at the first in our audio series of portraits of rural Missouri teens called My Life, My Town. First, though, it's summer, time for long lunches outdoors, followed by a game of croquet. At least that's what Mexico's Parks and Recreation Department is hoping. It's created what it claims is the world's largest croquet course at Mexico's Green Estate Park. The community put on its third exhibition of the croquet course last Saturday. KBIA's Travis Zimfer was there.
The mowed lawn and asphalt path have white spray paint arrows, showing players how to follow the sprawling mile-long course. Families and friends start play at a pole 20 feet high and shoot their balls through 6-foot-tall wickets. Charlie Loppin with Mexico Parks and Rec says the idea was to create a special event for the whole community.
Well, it's just something that anybody can do. You know, the older people have an idea because, you know, when we were kids, we grew up with a croquet set in the backyard. Well, some of the younger kids haven't had that experience yet.
Loppin says the idea came about a few years ago when he and the director of parks were planning on having lots of regular-sized croquet courts. Then the two decided to use the 92-acre park to build the largest croquet course on record, as certified by the World Records Academy. Loppin estimates about 100 people showed up with their own mallets and balls. Some people used tennis balls, bouncy balls, and hockey sticks to play through the course. Rod Kupker and his family from northern Illinois went to a dollar store to get some bouncy balls. He says he loves these kinds of novelties.
Our son goes to school down here at the Technology Center. We came down to visit and seen the sign and something to do today. Kind of like these big, odd things.
Adults had to pay $5 for admission, and kids play for free. And Loffin says the wickets will come to the park next year, too. Travis Zimfer, KBIA News.
KBIA and the Columbia Missourian have been working with rural teens all over Missouri to get their stories about being a teen in rural Missouri. Called My Life, My Town, the project worked with teens to create multimedia portraits about their lives. Over the next few weeks, we'll hear the audio versions of these portraits on Off the Clock. Our first stop is Lawson, Missouri, where being a teen means being bored, apparently. This piece, Bored in Lawson, was produced by Katie Currid for My Life, My Town.
Lawson, it's a really boring town with nothing doing it, and you gotta go to every other town to basically have fun.
There's not a lot of people. I don't know how many, like less than 5,000 maybe. Downtown, like, we just have like a main road, and like there's a park, and there's like a Lawson Super, and like little shops here and there. We have a tanning salon that's pretty good.
Tanning salon popped up about a year ago, and that was really big. Nothing much bigger than that. We hit up Sonic a lot. There's nothing much, no more businesses here than we'd be entertained with.
Yeah, we don't have a Walmart, so it's really not fun at all. Not a lot going on in Lawson, so, I mean, it's rather peaceful, I guess.
I like it because you don't cut a lot of retarded kids, I guess. Not, like, literally retarded, I mean, like, druggies and bad kids.
Out up higher than
her. I know, like, Ashley's blonde hair. Dating in Lawson is, you start out, everyone who's been in Lawson has been here since kindergarten.
Everybody's knows everybody, so it's like, can't really get away with much.
True.
My boyfriend was my best friend for the longest time, and everyone who is boyfriend and girlfriend are best friends at one time, and they, even when they break up, they're still best friends, because if you hate someone, it's really hard to avoid them in this kind of town.
So once someone does do something, someone knows.
Yeah, you can't be like Liberty and have two girlfriends without knowing, the girls knowing that you're their boyfriend.
But the second you text them, the entire town knows you like them because something happened. So it's kind of hard to keep secrets in Lawson with the way how everyone talks.
Once it happens, everybody knows, basically. There's no stopping it.
Yeah, it spreads like herpes.
One kid tells this kid, and that kid tells this kid not to tell another kid, and then this kid does the same thing, and it just spreads like a wildfire.
It's bad. It's hard to tame.
It just broke.
It shot up into the tree. Like, it hit the tree and it shot up.
Plan on going away when I graduate.
I'm really not sure if I want to stay around.
Wouldn't say that I would never come back, split that way. Because it's not like a place I hate. It's not like, oh, I gotta get out of here.
I'd like to come back because everyone who lives here, their parents have lived here, their grandparents have grown up here.
Yeah, definitely a good place for your kids to grow, I would say.
Their entire family's stuck in Lawson, so I'd like to not go too far because I like staying in touch with my friends. But
I want to stay close enough because this is where my family's out, and I just don't want to, like leave them.
I'd like my kids to go here because I know everyone, and I like to be near my friends so I can see them often once I get out of college and get into the real world.
But I'd like to branch out and see what's out there for me.
But when I grow up, I'd like to see, like, maybe getting away from here to see what it's really like.
I do like Lawson, I really do. I feel like I might be a different person if I didn't grow up here. Like, we were, like, sheltered and, like, we're loved here. We don't necessarily have to, like, watch our back every 5 seconds. So you get more of a peace of mind, and when you grow up with that background, like, you have more of, like, an understanding of, like, what people want. Does that make sense? Like, they want security and, like, understanding that they don't necessarily get from, like, a big town.
Board in Lawson, a portrait created by producer Katie Currid for My Life, My Town. The teens you heard in that piece were Molly Currid, the producer's sister, Griffin Gorham, Austin Simmons, and Michaela Swope, who also helped Katie produce the piece. You can see more My Life, My Town portraits at mylifemytown.org. It's summer. That's the time for not only playing croquet, but also gardening. In Columbia, a unique community garden is getting ready for the growing season. KBIA's Ali Pawelski has this on a garden designed to promote healthy life and eating in Columbia.
The Unite for Health Community Garden is home to 25 different community-owned plots filled with anything from carrots to cantaloupe. The garden is a result of a public-private partnership aimed to make fresh fruits and vegetables more abundant in the community. Garden leader Mike Burton expressed his passion for the healthy lifestyles that are promoted with community gardens.
When you pick a fruit or vegetable, you know, it's going to have the most nutrient value when it's fresh. So the longer it travels or the longer it's on a shelf, it continues to lose some of that nutrient value. And it doesn't mean it's not nutritious anymore, but the fresher, you know, that you can get it. So if I come over here and I pick broccoli out of my garden patch and I go cook it right away or eat it raw, I'm getting the most nutrient value from it.
The garden is also affiliated with Boone County's Women, Infants, and Children program. Ali Pawelski, KBIA News.
That's Off the Clock this week. I'm Janet Saidi. Wherever you are this weekend and whatever you're doing, have a good one.